1 Peter 4:19 is our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. 1 Peter 4:19 says this, "So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." One by one by one, they died. James, the brother of John, was beheaded. Thomas was killed in India. Simon was crucified in Egypt. Mark, the bishop of Alexandria, was burned and buried in Egypt as well. Bartholomew was beaten, crucified, and beheaded. Andrew, Peter's brother, was crucified in Rome. Matthew was killed with a spear. Philip was stoned and hung on a cross. James, a brother of Jesus, was beaten to death after being thrown from the temple, didn't kill him. 2 years after writing his first epistle, Peter was put to death in Rome. The records of the early church indicates that he was crucified. Eusebius, the father of church history, cites the testimony of an eyewitness named Clement, who said that before Peter was crucified, he was forced to watch the crucifixion of his own wife. And as he watched her being led to death, Peter called his wife's name and said, "Remember the Lord." When it was his turn, he pleaded to be crucified upside down because he said he wasn't worthy to die in the same manner as Jesus. He was indeed nailed to the cross, head downward. The apostles followed hard after Jesus during their lives and in their deaths. They committed themselves to their faithful Creator. They were not only great teachers, they were great examples of suffering according to God's will. Father, give us the courage to die if need be. Father, give us the courage to die for you if need be. For only when we're willing to die for you can we truly live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.